Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, now it's time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio for this first full week, the week of April 4th to the 8th. Doug Steffen here with my DJV pals Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner to take apart most of the 8 stories, although there, as has been the case the last 5, 6, 7 months, maybe, well, since COVID started, the top of the story list has been kind of weighted. And I guess the same thing applies to the Ukraine war situation, so we have no surprises there. But there are a couple of other things in here that are worth some time, plus the people list. So, ladies, with your permission, I'll start with the people list from Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can find this list both at djvshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10, Elon Musk on the people list. Is that mostly because of his investment this week? What's the...
Yeah, there.
Is that it? Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
It's only 9.2% of the company,
the
but
you're
he's
right.
Got a seat. Yeah, he's got a seat on the board now. So
seat at the table.
We'll see what happens.
Based on how much he owns, it's possible that he could find his way to become chairman, actually, of that board because of the amount of stock that he owns in the company.
Really?
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
All right.
He's been doing polls all week. He's been doing polls all week about features that people like on Twitter. Do you like?
Yeah.
Do you want an edit feature?
And what has he found? Things? What has been the result of those?
We do in fact want an edit feature. Yes, we do. That would be my.
And that's the number one thing that And so Twitter is already a little bit. I don't know. The rest of the people at Twitter are
taking
a little salty.
Stance.
Well, they're a little salty about it because they said that they have had this. That, you know, they announced this week. And we did it in our tech rundown that they are going to debut an edit button. They're going to test it out. And they said they, quote unquote, did not get that from a poll. So that was their slight at Elon Musk and all his
things.
Yeah.
Number 9 on the people list is Ketanji Brown Jackson. Interesting because usually the numbers on the people list correspond with how they overplay or how the overlay fits on the story list. Number 5 is the Supreme Court nomination and, in fact, the confirmation of Ms. Jackson as a Supreme Court justice. She will start serving what? It was a 53-47 vote and not unusual
October?
In these times.
Just right, start, well, she starts October, the next session.
All right,
yeah.
So Justice Breyer is going to stick around
Breyer
through the end of the session.
Breyer finishes out to the term, which I think is June, and then and then they don't start. They have the summer off, and then they come back, and that's when she'll be on the panel.
So the things that are announced in October are things that have been done this season, or at least a lot of them are, results of whatever. So Jackson.
Well, they typically dump at the end of the term, right? So a bunch of stuff comes out, will be dumped in June before they go on break.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you do all summer? Go to the beach?
right?
You know, Washington only works, they can't work the whole year, Doug. Come
no,
on.
No, God, no, exactly. I have another vacation. So what will be some of the things on the docket? Apparently she's the only one who will be on the Supreme Court with any experience defending people who have been accused of crimes. And this is interesting because she had real court experience. The others have not. I guess if I thought about
that. Yeah, she's the only one who was ever a defense attorney. It is interesting just because, I mean, I think, like, take politics and stuff out of it, but just to have a bunch of legal scholars, right, in the Supreme Court
who never were trying.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that the Supreme Court is supposed to be the greatest legal minds available, right? So it is interesting that all of them, and I think it's a good thing, that they bring something different. Not everyone needs to have all the same experience. I think it's good to mix it up and someone has a different perspective. And, I think it's a good thing.
So who's silly enough among us to think that the 9 Supreme Court justices are, in fact, the most brilliant legal minds
well,
in the country?
Well, I'm saying that that's what it's supposed to be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And so I'm underscoring that. So anyway, this fall, the court will decide a lot of cases about criminal defendants' rights, process that police and prosecutors have to follow. Will she be heavily weighted, her vote heavily weighted? Is it tradition that normally their first-termers keep their mouths shut? They don't really get involved.
No, but she's not. She won't be writing any of the decisions because she's the. And I don't know how long it takes to be able to write a decision. Jen, you might know this. I'm not sure.
I don't know what the time is, but I know they. I don't know if there's like a set time, but I think it goes with seniority, basically, doesn't it?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number 8 on the people list is Jen Psaki, who is leaving to go to Fox. Yeah, no, MSNBC.
MSNBC.
Fox, not quite going to Fox.
What is she going to do there?
Well,
I don't know, because I don't find her...
No one has said anything about what her role is. But remember, Rachel Maddow is not doing a show currently at the moment, and Rachel Maddow, I guess, has not been super happy with the way her show has been coming out over the last year, so she took a break.
Jen Psaki
Psaki, early on, that was tossed around. What if they got someone like Jen Psaki to replace her? So I don't know if she's looked at as a possible replacement for Rachel Maddow, or she'll just be a talking head, but I'm sure you'll find out more.
Well, Rachel Maddow is producing a play or a movie or something right now,
stuff.
Right? She's doing.
But she's
on a tumor 3 month. Well,
Jen Psaki is no Rachel Maddow.
Well, I just don't. I just don't find that there's a lot of a compelling personality there. That's why I was asking.
Flat as a board. Yep. Okay. Hunter Biden is number 7, and all of the foolishness. When does this go away? I mean, the Hunter Biden investigation, by the way, is number 5. This
I don't
week
think
on
it does.
List.
It's actually heating up at this point. I mean, there.
Well, what's new?
What's new? Well, okay, so one of the things that was told to us over and over again is that Hunter Biden did nothing wrong, and that Hunter and Joe Biden had nothing to do with each other,
and that
Joe Biden...
Doug's saying, of course he did, but Doug doesn't... What do you know?
I mean, look, there's a grand jury that's convened to decide whether or not he did something wrong. So it's serious. It's under investigation.
So if they decide he did something wrong, then he pays consequences.
Here's the problem. So did the president enrich himself using...
Nah.
I mean, the accusation...
I'm not
buying
that part of it. Go ahead,
can I just finish the story?
Yes, please finish. Yes.
So the accusation this week, to answer your question, is that it's about whether or not Joe Biden was involved in any of Hunter's business dealings. And this is something that Joe Biden has said, nope, never. We never even talked about business, which I have a really hard time believing. Because one thing I think about Joe Biden is that he loves his kids. And I know I talked to my dad about business. I'm pretty sure we've all talked to our parents about business before. And Joe said that he never had those conversations. And so now we're finding out that Hunter Biden had Joe Biden write a letter of recommendation for a foreign national, his contact in China's son, to get into Brown University. That letter exists. It's been circulated. And it's not about writing a college recommendation letter for somebody. It's the fact that Joe Biden's writing it and saying that he had nothing to do with Hunter's business dealings. And he's writing it for a Chinese foreign national rather than someone who lives in this country. So the stuff that anecdotally is coming out paints a picture that they're not being honest and transparent about what's going on.
The other side to that is that Joe Biden, when he took office, could have easily removed the prosecutor from Delaware that's doing all this, and he refused to because he didn't want a conflict of interest. And he has said that they're confident that they're going to go all through this, and there's nothing
Trump
to it.
Trump did that too. And Trump did that too. Trump left Mueller in place, and John Durham's still investigating. I mean, it looks really bad if you take away the prosecutors, but can we trust that, you know, can we trust what we get? I guess we have
can
to
we
see
take,
what it is, right?
What I think is that this has taken way too much oxygen out of the room. Okay, number 6. Here's another guy that takes too much oxygen out of the room. Ron DeSantis, huffing and puffing till you blow your house down. Much is made about this guy because the left doesn't like him, because he might run for the presidency, and everything about Florida is horrible, and the rest of the world is wonderful. This is getting old. But that's just for me. What do you ladies think about Ron DeSantis?
I'm not a fan of his at all.
Why he's on the people list? I mean, I don't think this is a fan question, right? Are we...
No, it isn't really.
It's, do you like Ron DeSantis, yes right. or no? The reason that he'd be on the list probably this week is that he and Governor Greg Abbott have said that they're going to take the border problems into their own hands since the federal government is failing, and that people who come into their states, and Governor Abbott started this, they're going to, at least according to his report, going to put them on buses, charter them, and send them to Washington, D.C. so that they can deal with them there. And DeSantis jumped on and said, yep, if we have people coming into the state, because what's been happening is the Biden administration has been flying illegals into Florida. He said, we'll then take those people and allow them to
good
go
for the bus
to
business.
Hang
you're running a bus
Washington,
company
D.C.
in Florida or Texas, good business for you, one way or the other. Okay, so that means, but when asked about this, Ms. Psaki sort of dismissed it as a publicity stunt.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's what a lot of people think it is. Duh.
Well, I hope
that's
it is.
Why it's
and
in
actually,
the news.
You know what? And I would say that I hope it is. I mean, I hope that he's serious about doing it, and I think he's going to have to be since he said it on a national stage. But somebody needs to bring some publicity to this, because certainly the Biden administration is not wanting to act at all in protecting our borders.
They suck
right?
when it comes
we're
to this.
We're protecting Ukraine's sovereignty. We don't protect our own.
So. Right, we're not doing a great job of that on our own either. Okay, number five. Is Sarah Palin. Let's run for governor. Let's run for president. Let's run. What are we running for? Sarah Palin.
Is it the Senate that she's running for?
She's running for Congress. Yeah, for the House of Representatives.
And she'll probably win, right?
Yeah, I think
so. She'll win. Yeah. But she can still see Russia from her front porch.
I wonder how she would get along with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Because, like, Sarah Palin kind of, you know, she kind of, like, cornered the market on, you know, saying dumb stuff that's controversial and made headlines. So I wonder if she's going to think Marjorie's trying to take her.
Saturday Night Live.
I was going to say, a lot of Tina Fey's character.
Yeah, but Tina Fey also said there were, I don't know if you guys ever saw this, but there was a thing, I think it was on BuzzFeed, she released the scripts of her as Sarah Palin, and they were all, she goes 90-something percent of it was exact verbatim of what Sarah Palin had actually said. So it wasn't, that was not a lot of fiction there. But, you know, who knows? It would be interesting to see Sarah Palin and Marjorie Taylor Greene together.
I'd love to see women running in Alaska. I think it's a good thing. Alaska.
Well, yeah, I better hurry up because the Russians going to take it over. They're going to take it back. Number three and two and one all have to do with the number one story of the week. That is Biden and Putin and Zelensky. So we get to that in the next half hour. That's the way it shapes up, though, as far as the people list is concerned on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side at 18 after the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch here, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. The items of interest here when it comes to your getting comments from people over the course of the week. We do lots of things that, you know, we are, I would say we're begging for your comments, but you're invited to share your comments on our social media at DJV Show for both Instagram and Twitter, facebook.com/DJV Show. So as we were just talking about the newest member of the Supreme Court, what are listeners saying about that, Jay?
Well, David Meyer says, based on her record, this isn't good.
What is it?
I am assuming, I'm going to assume that this is regarding what a lot of people are saying, her alleged leniency on felons who possess images of child sexual abuse, child porn, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
there were a lot of people that went after her, too, for defending Gitmo terrorists. And as much as I hate it and, you know, it doesn't feel right to hear someone defending a terrorist in Gitmo, it was her job. So I think a lot of people, as much as I think there are some questions and problems with Ketanji Brown Jackson, I think the people who are going after her for defending terrorists, that happened to be her lot in life at the moment. So,
yeah.
Hello, you know, people defended OJ, and you know, that's just what it is. That's the job.
She wouldn't have been my first choice, but then I'm not voting on her, so I guess it doesn't make much difference. And maybe it doesn't make much difference what the public feels, even though we're getting a sampling of that here. Do they think the politicians actually listen? They all have their own stripes these days. They don't pay much attention to their constituents. I don't see that happening anyway. All right, what other things have you got from the Jackson confirmation here?
Bree Rowans calls it another loss for our children. And on the opposite side, Kyle Blevins says, congratulations to a qualified justice and glad to see the first black woman on the Supreme Court. And Henrietta Crane echoes that, congratulations, highly qualified and deserved. Shame on those who voted against.
Five and five. It's our 50%. So it's even, Stephen. Okay. War in Ukraine, number one this week on the countdown list. What are people saying about that?
Jay Martin wrote, I've heard way too much information on Ukraine and legalizing piracy. Taking super yachts has nothing to do with war. It's just a money grab.
So this is someone defending the oligarchs? Okay, that's an interesting stance. Okay.
What else you got?
Jim Mancuso says, noticing how welcoming our country is to Ukrainian refugees, but not so much refugees from predominantly not white countries.
True. Yep.
Celia Weller.
It's funny because that's actually not based in truth at all. One of the criticisms is that they can't get Ukrainian refugees into the country, that there's a lot of blockades on getting Ukrainian refugees in, and some of them are coming in through Mexico because the border is open there, but they can't get in seeking it with their asylum claim. So I don't know how true that is in this
case. Yeah, all right. What's next?
Well, that's why critical thinking needs to be taught more regularly.
Thank you.
Celia Weller says, I don't watch the news, but I did look at many webcams on the internet in Ukraine and cannot find any that show any kind of destruction that people talk about on Facebook. Wouldn't they want to focus on their cameras on the war so everyone can see what's going on?
What does that mean? What does that say mean?
I go back to critical thinking because you don't just get, and this is like,
I don't watch
say,
the
but
news.
Don't just get
okay.
all of
but
your
has anybody ever thought,
by posts, actually.
But has anybody ever thought that the reason that the cameras aren't there in the most destructive, like in the place of the most destruction, is that those
they
cameras
were destroyed?
Yeah.
But we are seeing all the destruction. Cameras are being brought in.
Of course we are.
Again, this sounds like someone who's like pro-Russia. There's a lot of pro-Russia stuff floating around.
Jeremy Powell says at some point someone has to
see. Have
a
nice trip to Moscow. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
This report is sponsored by AFPM. Driving isn't something most people can cut back on. It's a necessity. To understand gas.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal jury found two men not guilty in the trial of four men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer and deadlocked on all counts against two other men, leaving prosecutors with no conviction following the trial. Christopher Gibbons, one of the men representing Adam Fox, one of the men the jury is deadlocked on, says the verdict speaks for itself.
I think that the trial here has demonstrated that there's some serious shortcomings in the case. Obviously, with acquittals occurring with Mr. Caserta and Mr. Harris, says a lot about what's going on in the case and the proofs.
Will Smith is reacting to being banned by the Academy for a decade. In a brief statement, the actor saying, "I accept and respect the Academy's decision." The ban means Smith can't attend any Academy events. USA Radio News. The United States is seeing signs Russia is trying to recruit upwards of 60,000 troops. A senior U.S. defense official saying Russia is trying to reinforce their invasion forces through reservists and new recruits. Fox's Peter Doocy asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki at the press briefing on Friday why it was okay for Vice President Kamala Harris to hug Ketanji Brown Jackson without a mask, celebrating her confirmation to the Supreme Court after the VP was in close contact with her communications director, who tested positive for COVID.
She was outside.
Does the CDC say the people who are close contacts can give people hugs outside?
We know, Peter, that outside you can benefit significantly being outside. That's why we had the event outside today. I will tell you that the vice president has been wearing a mask inside. When there was a private greet, they were all wearing masks.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fascinating discussion here on the DJV program. Actually, this is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Review from this past week, the stories that are on people's minds and how we've conducted our conversations on the DJV program. A lot of people who listen to this program over the weekend don't hear Monday through Friday, so I'll give you a little plug for the DJV program. You can listen to it in its entirety all day, every day at djvshow.com. In addition to various programs that are on various times on 400 or 500 radio stations around the country. And then we have our DJV download, which is a podcast that overviews the essence of many of our conversations. We certainly had a lot of yak about Tiger Woods. I'm sort of surprised he's not on the people list this week, because he's very much in the focus when it comes to coming back to the golf game. But we have discussions about, you name it, we've got it. So breaking down the conversations is what the podcast does, available in the episodes every day of the DJV download, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So the big discussion this week, number one on the list, is the war. I guess the focus toward the end of the week was the United Nations suspending Russia from the Human Rights Council. And I guess the first question is, why did it take so long? Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's about time.
It just shows you the feckless.
Get China off that council next.
Yeah. Right.
I think the UN actually felt the pressure. People saying, why do you even exist if you're not going to stand for peace? And that's been the criticism. It's like,
what a bunch of chickens, though. 58 nations abstained from the vote.
Oh, I know, because they don't want to tick off China or Russia, of course.
Good God.
Now, you know what's interesting? We were just talking a little bit off the air, and we were just talking about how the internet the internet is such a mixed bag. It can be harmful in taking little bits of truth and then getting people to spin them all up and become conspiracy theorists. That's one thing that can happen. But the good thing is that our world leaders, who I am totally convinced, named the world leader, they were not going to act with Ukraine. They thought Russia was going to come in, it'd be over in 3 days, and they'd be out, and people would move on and forget about it.
Right.
But because the internet took Zelensky and they showed him to be someone who stayed around and he fought, and the Ukrainian people had the backbone to stay and fight against the Russians, and they've had some success. Think about it. It's not the leaders of these countries, the people who sit on the United Nations or the Council. It's the people that have had the pressure campaigns that have forced our world leaders.
It's about time that universal powers show up so that the people who are really responsible, that is you and me, the voters, as we are represented by individuals all around the world, where there may be real democracies. I'm wondering if there's any such thing anymore as a... We're not a democracy, we're a republic. So where are the real democracies, frankly, when you get right down to it? People that say, well, I live in a democratically... Russia's not a democracy. If you don't vote for the leader, they shoot you. Same thing in China.
And the leader there, Putin, he just got to change the rules, and now he gets to be president forever. But as long as everyone keeps voting for him, I mean, it's such a joke.
Fabulous. Yeah, it is. Okay. So now the members of Congress here in our United States have voted this week to suspend normal trade relations with Russia. Back to the same question, what took so long? The Senate, everybody in the Senate passed on this. And so this is now.
There was some partisan stuff happening here, and I don't know what it was, but I think there were some people on the right who didn't want to limit. Jen, you probably know more about this, but there was a lot of back and forth, and I don't know why it wasn't just unanimous from the beginning, but it wasn't. There was a lot of negotiating.
It was unanimous, though. The Senate voted unanimously 100-1.
Right.
The House
it ended up that way.
20-3. So, you know, you've got three Republicans, the usual, that like to stand up and fight, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and Thomas Matthews, who voted no. But this has a lot of support behind it. I mean, this is about as unanimous
should.
As you can get.
Yep. Yeah, as it should.
You know?
So what other things have been done this week by Western nations to escalate the economic pressure on Russia? The ban on coal, I guess, right, would be one of them in the European Union. The trading privileges, why, again, it took so long. Do what I was just suggesting.
I really think because people didn't take it seriously enough. You know,
I think Jen's totally right. This was going to be like an in and out thing.
One boot went into Ukraine, but unfortunately now we play catch up. And this, if we had done these things, these serious sanctions prior to one boot crossing into Ukraine, think about where we would be and how many people might still be roaming about, Russian and otherwise, because the toll on the Russian troops, finally Putin came out this week and said, yeah, we've taken some losses here too. Which
really?
He was not saying. Remember, they were saying, and that was like one of the questions about propaganda, is that Ukraine said, we're killing a lot of Russians over here. And Putin would say, oh, we've lost like four people. Well, now,
no.
Right.
Yeah,
even the Chinese playbook. Oh, only 4,000 people have died from COVID in China. Okay. 4,000 like a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
So
okay,
now the Kremlin, though, as we get to the end of the week, sort of has given what one reporter described as a quote-unquote somber assessment of how the invasion is going. They never expected to have this much of a troop loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good for the Ukrainians.
And that's why,
I
don't want to see our military deployed. I really don't, because it will prolong things more than wrap things up. If we deploy our military, it prolongs things. Maybe there's some argument to be made about special forces going into Putin or something, but there's not. It will only make things worse and more bloody and cost American lives if we send our military in. But there are things that you can do to give... I mean, if Ukraine can score a decisive victory over Vladimir Putin on the world stage, you don't have to worry about these sanctions or them backdooring deals with China or India or Germany. Because what happens then is you actually have a big embarrassment that's pushed at Vladimir Putin. So how do you do that? There's so much Soviet era equipment that's in Eastern Europe that these countries like Poland or the Czech Republic and other places are not using it. And if we would, I don't know why people think it's an escalation, because you can hand over that equipment to Ukraine, let them defend themselves, let them have those air systems specifically, and
you might actually be able to deliver the best outcome, which is a slap down from a small country like Ukraine, well, big geographically, but not necessarily economically, on Russia. That would be the best possible scenario.
I also think
if you send him away, he's going to come back again.
Exactly. That's always been my concern, too, from the beginning. Well, you push him back, and then what? 6 months from now, he does it again?
Yeah.
So, but I do think that there is the sanction part of it. When you look at really how a lot of the oligarchs who have been sanctioned, and just the people in Russia, the business owners who have been crippled by all the banking stuff, if that goes on another month, that's going to hit Putin. He's going to be confronted with that. Whether it's the oligarchs calling him up on a secret satellite phone, going, dude, I can't even pay my staff on my yacht anymore. This has got to stop, I mean,
right. So, meanwhile, the Russians attacked a train station this week, killing thousands of people who were trying to get out to go to the countries that are bordering Ukraine. The killing of civilians apparently became more of there was, from what I've read, a German spy network or some. They've got their ears on what the cross-traffic is on the private channels, and they're hearing the Russian soldiers talking about killing civilians and pregnant women and, this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, they busted them. But, again, Jen and I were just talking off the air about some of the people who, for whatever reason, are pro-Russia and anti-Ukraine, and they just won't believe that any of it is true, and they think that Russia's doing the right thing. Well, Germany's got some pretty hard evidence against Russia now with this, and we'll just see if people believe it or not.
Right. Meanwhile, there's something called Russia-phobia that's developing in Europe. The Chanel, big name, the wealthy Russians love stuff like that. But apparently this week, a lot of people in Russia were cutting up the clothing that was Chanel or perfume or accessories and stuff that were either the things that were either made in Russia. And this is something both sides seem to be making a statement about the Russians, and mostly the Russian people, the younger people, I think we discussed this on the DJV program, the younger people seem to be swayed by social media, the older people aren't. Thus, the older people don't support Putin, and the younger people seem to be supporting Putin.
Yeah, that's
Putin.
Scary. Yep.
It is kind of, when you get right down to brass tacks. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this past week, first full week of April, include the following stories, according to Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the weather circumstances that we're living with. Number 9, imagine, down to number 9. How many weeks and months did COVID stay right at the top of the story list? So it's number 9. Social media and media in general, number 8. Our immigration problems, number 7, crime and how it relates to race, the number 6 item, the Ketanji Brown Jackson vote and the Supreme Court, number 5, politics, generally speaking, number 4, and how that plays into January 6th, which is number 3, our economy and the impact of the war and inflation, number 2, and the war itself, and our policy when it comes to Russia. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, in a moment, I'm going to see if we can find this new song from Pink Floyd about the Ukrainian circumstances. We'll pause for a moment here, 44 after the hour, on this week's Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caledron at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Caledron consultants at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The people list from Talkers Magazine. Let's check it out here. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10, Elon Musk. Interesting guy. Had an interesting week. I bet he always has interesting weeks. At number 9, the lady who got onto the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Jen Psaki has been the press secretary since Biden took office. She may go to television. Number 8, Hunter Biden. Number 7, what a waste of time talking about him. Ron DeSantis at 6. Sarah Palin's running. Number 5, Donald and his daughter Ivanka. Number 4, sort of a tie there. Zelensky's at 3. Putin the punk is at number 2. And Joe Biden, president of these here United States. He's the president and resident. That's our Joe. He's number 1 on the list, as one might expect. So that's it. The overview of the people list. Here we want to make sure that we go through it officially at least once each hour. So there it is for you here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, Pink Floyd, although it's maybe Rusty Floyd instead of Pink Floyd these days, these guys are old-timers. They have reunited for a charity single to raise money for Ukrainians. It's called Hey, Hey, Rise Up. But what you're listening to is a singer named Andriy, boy, this is great, K-H-L-Y-V-N-Y. Why don't they give us a, okay, anyway, Kelnivnik. Can you?
It's a lot of consonants.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's from the Ukrainian band Boombox, and of course they can't do much over there to get exposure, so they kind of went to England and they recorded this. So this sort of played into what the Pink Floyd members did. They all got together and they organized a recording session. It took place, I think, Wednesday of this week. And they play this audio, which came from a video, a YouTube video of this guy from Ukraine singing this song. So now they've recorded this new song. First time they've done anything since 1994. That was interesting. So what do we think? I don't know.
I always like Dave Gilmore on guitar.
Yeah.
I'll say that sounds good.
Yeah. Nick Mason on bass. Keyboardist, is it Nitin? I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Sonny, I think it is. One more way to call attention to what's going on there for sure. 48 after the hour on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. So number 2 this week on the list is the economy. Jobless claims fell again this past week. 166,000 Americans filed unemployment claims for the first time. That's down 5,000 from the week before and 200,000 for the last month and a half or so. Lowest figure since November of 1968. That's pretty amazing in terms of how many people are unemployed or not are on the unemployment list. let's see here, the decline. I mean, what's the obvious? Everybody's looking for labor, and the pay is up. There are 18 job applicants for every job. I'm sorry, other way around. There are 18 jobs that are available for each person that's looking for a job. That's pretty astounding, isn't it? I mean, you get right down to brass tacks.
It depends on the industry, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, pay rates have gone up, that's for sure, in part because of demand and in part because of inflation. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Top Radio Countdown.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour, time for our weekly overview with Victoria Keelan of the top five items from the world of technology. As we review them from number five, number one, we think, well, let's see, we'll start with Netflix first, I guess, Victoria. What have they done? What have they done to my Netflix?
Well, Netflix got a real boost in publicity this week after Pete Davidson starred in an SNL video, which was like a music video where he and some friends were singing about how on when you go on Netflix and you pick a movie, they should have a short, they called it the short-ass movie category. So if you, that there needs to be something that's under 90 minutes, so you can just have that separate from going through all of the other, you know, movies and then waiting to see what the runtime is. And so it was a very funny video. It went viral, like most of the SNL videos do. And so the onus then was on Netflix, and Netflix said, hey, everybody, not related to, although it seems pretty suspicious, they said not related to Pete Davidson's video, but starting last Monday, April 4th, that you can actually separate, you can actually go to see the category of short-ass movies that are under 90 minutes. Now, this aired on Saturday night. Monday morning, suspiciously, they have this new category, so Pete Davidson is getting a lot of credit for creating it.
Number four on our list, Google offering employees what?
Google's kind of, I mean, in many ways, right? They've been tone deaf on a lot of issues. This is sort of another one that's getting a backlash. Google is preparing to bring employees back to the office at the end of, you know, this week or next week, depending on where you are. And so as an incentive to get people back into the office, because most people don't want to go back, they're offering free electric scooters. And they think this will help ease the transition. Sending yourself to the ER on the way to work is a great way to incentivize employees to come back to the office. These things are pretty powerful. They go up to 20 miles per hour, which is really fast to be on a scooter, like a standing scooter. And they've got a range of about 15 and a half miles. So Google's going to be paying for these scooters for the employees, and they just ask that employees use them at least 9 times a month, and that will offset the membership fee. If this works, we'll see. I don't know. They've spent a lot of money on real estate over the pandemic. They've acquired a lot of office space, like a lot of tech companies have. So we'll see if it works.
That's huge. I told you, going down Pico in Westwood, there was a huge mall. They took the whole thing and gutted it. And they've set it up for like 4,000 people in that office.
They've doubled down. All the tech companies have in New York as well as other cities. So we'll see if it works.
Number three on our countdown to number one in the world of technology is a crackdown on e-books. By whom, for what reason?
A lot of people who like to shop on the Barnes & Noble Android app are unhappy with this because they're no longer able to buy any digital books in the app. And this is because Google Play has a policy deadline that's passed. It's been in the works for more than a year and a half, where you have to use Google Pay if you are on an Android and you want to buy a book in the Barnes & Noble app. Now, the weird thing is Barnes & Noble, you know, has been, Amazon had their own product called Nook, which went, you know, they've had a lot of different competitions with Barnes & Noble, and eventually they kind of put Barnes & Noble out of business, essentially. And so, for whatever reason, Amazon is now putting the squeeze on ebook readers. So it's another thing that, you know, if you have an Android, I find Androids, I'm an iPhone user long time, so Androids to me constantly have issues like this. If you're using an Audible membership, that also now you can't pay directly through Audible. You've got to pay through Google Pay. It's just getting to be kind of clunky and more.
I had an Android and it didn't. What didn't?
Not
work
a fan.
Yeah. Number two on our overview this week: a data leak from a Russian delivery app ended up being something that was cool for us.
Who knew? Yes. Yeah, who knew that this would make international news? So it's a massive data leak from a Russian food delivery service that's called Yandex. It's basically their version of Grubhub. And from this leak, we found out where Putin's oldest daughter, Luisa, lives in her apartment. It's a $2 million apartment. And this is his daughter with his ex-mistress. And so now we know where they live because of their food orders. So it's kind of, it gives you a little pause for, you know, concern for if you're doing this on an American app.
Right. All right, what's the good news from Twitter this week? Number one.
Well, this wasn't the most, you know, this was the biggest story of the week in terms of how many people are excited about it. Twitter has finally, after years, they finally admitted they're going to test an edit feature so you can actually edit your tweets. Now, Elon Musk is getting credit for this, even though this has been in the works before he joined the board this week as well. But it's
all right,
good news.
Let's hear it for Elon Musk. Hooray! That's it, our list of the top five items this week from technology. 59 past the hour. Doug Stephan, Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.